We are well into our session now. In the beginning, the first few days especially, you might have been bothered by certain kinds of thoughts. You were still trying to calculate and judge this or that. You must check evaluation and self-judging at the entrance to session. Body and mind, forget about them. Completely let go. Some of you, it amazes me to see, but some of you still wonder if even I can really cast off body and mind. You can. I would not be asking you to do something that you cannot do. Suppose I ask you to grasp something in your mind, to hold on to something. Can you? You feel that you can. And if I ask you to let go of it, do you say, yes, I can? You can just as easily let go. It's all in the doing, just do it. But you get caught up there somewhere, don't you, when I say, now can you let go? Doubts arise. You mull over how to do it. And you get lost in what seem like contradictions. It only seems like contradictions because it's based on your small, judging, evaluating thoughts. The ideas, the baggage that you've brought with you. So if you get caught up there in that question, now can you let go, then that's proof that you're still grasping at a notion of self, not letting go of body and mind. To study the way is to study the self. The way, the Buddha way. The way of awakened mind. Buddha is one who has awakened to true self. Buddha is awakened mind. Truth is not something artificial, it's not something contrived, it's not something that you have to make. Simply let go of your small ideas and practice as you're shown to practice. There are not several truths. Truth is one. Are you confused, still stuck in old self-views? You always feel you are at the center of the world, right? But what, when I ask you to frankly show me that self, show me that self, you're immediately stuck for an answer. You do not feel safe, at peace. It all starts in the commitment. I cannot say it enough. Your commitment must be absolute and thoroughgoing. You all have a problem in that your resolve is half-baked, lukewarm, so that your self-cherishing nature is quick to show its face. And so I remind you over and over, open up, let go of self-cherishing. Your first decision is so important. Let go of body and mind. Forget about them. That is the only commitment you need make. Practice is first and foremost about letting go of your own judging mind, your own small evaluations, your own ideas. To study the way is to study the self. What is the self? To study the self is to forget the self. To dig out your own self-will, your own judgments, hold on to nothing. And whether or not you can do this, whether or not you are doing this, depends solely upon your commitment. Even so, let go of your old views. Even once you have released your hold. Out of habit, many, many thoughts and ideas will show their faces, and that's fine, that is okay. You have let go, you are not attached to them. It's all right. No matter how inviting it appears, neither grasp nor reject. You must dedicate yourself to this practice, vowing, I will not back down. If we compare life, your life, with worldly values, you are pure gold. Nothing but pure gold. There is not a single thing in the universe which is not of absolute value, golden. How can you not feel the absolute necessity to know this preciousness? What is it you're wanting? Just look at your everyday life. Maybe you can answer, wouldn't it be great to be able to get along with everybody? Wouldn't it be great for everyone to live in harmony? Everyone, all being, exists in perfect harmony. There is no separateness, no distance, no alienation. One at the root. How we do get along. How close we are. Yet here you are, suffering from your feelings of distance from other beings. Know that you're just cutting yourself off with your discriminating, dividing intelligence, absorbed in notions of opposition. We perceive ourselves to be so far away from others when we are all along one body. In our ignorance, we can be so hard-hearted toward others, so inconsiderate. How easily we can disparage and despise and envy others, and this is not describing anybody but you, your very self. How self-destructive. To despise another is like cutting off your own right hand. And we spend much of our time being self-destructive. The right hand attacking the left. The negative feelings that you hold in your heart result in actions already. So look at the negative karma that you're piling up from your intentions, your negative feelings. So it said, small acts of evil are without number. I'm certain that each of you sitting here has anguished over your own cruelty or your insensitivity. How can I be so thoughtless, so selfish, stingy, self-centered? I will not be this way. I will not let myself be this way. You have undoubtedly regretted and grieved over your self-centeredness, shed tears over your own lack of compassion, varying in degrees, but certainly everyone here has experienced this. If you hadn't reflected and grieved over your selfishness, you would not be here now. Your noble will to practice the way could arise only after you have seen and regretted your self-centeredness. Only after you have vowed not to be this way. This stinginess, small-mindedness, self-serving, pretentiousness doesn't get me anything. Does it have to be this way? Do I have to be this way? Isn't there somewhere pure and dependable to place my trust? You've certainly gone through this kind of reflection. And as a model, Shakyamuni Buddha shone for us as the bright sunshine to offer a clear alternative to the way that we presently seem to be. The sunshine of life, the sunshine of salvation. And this is what Shakyamuni has to say to you, only this. Everyone is, you are, inherently perfect as you are. Please, just take this one thing to heart. You will come to be a person who has no complaints and no objections. You will find yourself starting over, fresh and new. If you can only accept and embrace the news, the reality that you are inherently perfect, you will be a changed person. Dropping small views. You are not isolated, alone, selfish. You are not the isolated, lonely, selfish person that you make yourself to be. All beings are endowed with Buddha wisdom, Buddha virtue, universal and complete. The one who has come from thusness is a being of powerfully, infinitely noble character. Being which is universal and complete. This is a universe so attentive that your big toe gets jammed in the door and there's immediate recognition. Pricked in the back by a pin, there is immediate recognition. My life is heaven and earth. Alone, above and below the heavens, the honored one. There is this one truth only, all-reaching, all-encompassing. All being is Buddha wisdom, Buddha virtue. But because our minds have become inverted through delusive thinking, we fail to perceive this. So we suffer, we create negative karma, evil sins. But at heart, ultimately, there is no fracture, no disharmony, no problem. There are no beings to be saved. Shakyamuni became a person who realized there was no one to save, no work to be done. But, beings everywhere are enduring so much pain, undergoing so much suffering. There is much bodhisattva work for you to do. But most people, most of the time, are not able to do bodhisattva practice because everybody is taking such care to defend and protect a little perceived castle, a little perceived solidity, hard and solid. Look at what you're doing. Always freely using this treasure, and the treasure never diminishes, is never blemished. Polishing, 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 you will come to life. It is only natural. In polishing, in practicing, you aren't bringing in something from the outside. You are not creating something which is not already. So we call it your original face. It's only natural. It's not even mysterious. It is the way it is. There is nothing to seek, truly, nothing outside. But please don't be fooled into thinking that you'll be able to work it out later or in the next life. You have sown seeds which will reap pain for you, so you must get loose from it now. You disentangle yourself by using this Dharma medicine. genuine disentanglement, real freedom, arises from the belly of life. So it is your birthright. It is your life. Life's freedom is unconditional. So there will be no anxiety about tomorrow. Your life is perfect, like unto vast space, with nothing wanting, nothing superfluous. You who were coughing with such abandon and inattention during the beginning of this tesho, what happened? You aren't holding your breath, are you? That would be unreasonable, forced. What you're doing here is perfectly natural. It takes only your commitment. But there was one disciple who fell asleep during one of Shakyamuni Buddha's talks, and when he realized the opportunity to hear that he was missing, he vowed not to sleep again. He vowed not to close his eyes ever again. Day and night, he forced himself to stay awake, although Shakyamuni Buddha urged him not to be unreasonable. But his action was in keeping with his deep, steadfast decision. He went blind, he lost his physical vision, but his practice was pure, based on absolute resolve. His vow was so pure that he could become one with Shakyamuni Buddha, one in enlightened mind. Your commitment must be unwavering. I was at the hospital this morning visiting someone in a very dangerous condition. Up until just a short time ago, within a month ago, he was fine, a strong, healthy person. He suddenly became ill and had surgery, and he may not make it. I went to the hospital to breathe quietly together with him. Every one of you is breathing this breath. This breath. To be breathing this one breath is a miracle not easily come by. Life. The only way to live in certainty, without anxiety, is to awaken to truth. Then you will be a person of eternal life. You can awaken to deathlessness, transcend death. Then for the first time you will understand how precious, how perfect is each raindrop that falls from the sky. How filled with compassion is each raindrop. The compassion of all being, the fruit of all being. A single clear raindrop is the jewel, the gem, the crystallization of all life, all being, all warmth. Each of us now is living out this warmth and kindness and compassion. Every instant. But we are not aware of it. This man in intensive care receiving last-ditch treatment, a machine is giving him his breath. But even then, how hard it is to recognize it, or how quickly we forget. Whatever we take for granted, we are assuming to be of no value. How utterly mistaken. We are all here dedicating ourselves to our practice. Today is the last day I have to live. Practice this way, will you? There is someone here who is so dedicated. As a result, how differently are you seeing and hearing and receiving? The genuine is coming so close. Someone who had to leave has vowed to love and to befriend those who treat him most hatefully. What would be the enemy to most people becomes your best friend. And he has vowed to use fully half of his income to help those in need. You are being urged from every direction to awaken to life. Don't you see it yet? Not yet. With what energy and enthusiasm does life demand, urge, press you to awaken? Just this one-way practice. Do this one doing. This one doing is truth. Just. Together with all beings, may we attain the Buddha way.